بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, we have been discussing how the hypocrites would remain behind and not participate in the various expeditions with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And now to commence the 11th juz, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam while he was out on a certain expedition. Allah informs him of three things that will take place when he returns with regard to these hypocrites, these munafiqeen. The first is that the moment you return and you get back to Madinah Munawwara, then they will come to you and they will offer all of their excuses and they will justify the reason for them remaining behind. And then Allah tells Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam how he should respond to this. And then the second thing Allah informs him is that their goal and their objective is that you should turn a blind eye to their misdemeanors, that you should not take them to task, you should not punish them. And how should you respond to this? And then thirdly, Allah mentions to him that despite them remaining behind and not joining you, they will still in the future try to gain your pleasure outwardly, try to make you pleased with them, try to curry favor with you, and to become closer to you. And then Allah informs Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam how to respond to this. So these three things are mentioned at the start of the 11th juz. Allah says, يَعْتَذِرُونَ إِلَيْكُمْ إِذَا رَجَعْتُمْ إِلَيْهِمْ. The first thing is that when you return to them, meaning when you come back to Madina Munawwara, then they will offer their excuses to you. How should you respond to this? قُلْ لَا تَعْتَذِرُوا لَن نُؤْمِنَ لَكُمْ. Say to them that don't bother with making any excuses, because we will never believe you. قَدْ نَبَّأَنَا اللَّهُ مِنْ أَخْبَارِكُمْ. The reason that we will never believe you or listen to your excuses, Allah has already informed us regarding you. So this was the turning point where the munafiqeen were now exposed and they were publicly known, and the excuses were not even accepted by Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And further on he goes on to say, وَسَيَرَى اللَّهُ عَمَلَكُمْ وَرَسُولُهُ. Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will now observe your actions in the future. And if you continue in this vein, then of course your hypocrisy will be known and proven to everyone. ثُمَّ تُرَدُّونَ إِلَىٰ عَالِمِ الْغَيْبِ وَالشَّهَادَةِ. And then remember, you will one day be sent back to that being who knows the unseen and the seen. In other words, you will have to go back to Allah. فَيُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. And then Allah will inform you of all your actions that you had done. So this was the first message given to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that when you will return to Madina Munawwara, they will bring the excuses, and this is how you should respond to them. Make it known to them that you now know very well that they are hypocrites, that they do not have true iman, and remind them that they will have to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second thing, سَيَحْلِفُونَ بِاللَّهِ لَكُمْ إِذَا انْقَلَبْتُمْ إِلَيْهِمْ لِتُعْرِضُوا عَنْهُمْ. Allah says to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam that these hypocrites will take oaths in the name of Allah. They will swear by Allah, إِذَا انْقَلَبْتُمْ إِلَيْهِمْ, when you go back to them. And what is their purpose of doing this? لِتُعْرِضُوا عَنْهُمْ, so that you turn a blind eye to them, so that you do not take them to task for their misdemeanors. So they will begin to take oaths in Allah's name also, and insist that we had a valid excuse. How should you respond to this? Allah says, فَأَعْرِضُوا عَنْهُمْ. Just ignore them. In other words, they want you not to take them to task. So do this. Don't take them to task. Don't punish them. Just ignore them. Let them outwardly get away with whatever they have been doing. Why? إِنَّهُمْ رِجْسٌ وَمَأْوَاهُمْ جَهَنَّمْ. They are rijs. This word rijs normally is used to show something which is impure, which is unclean. And sometimes it is used in the meaning of something which is truly evil. So these are evil people. They are unclean. They are filthy as far as their beliefs are concerned. وَمَأْوَاهُمْ جَهَنَّمْ. And their ultimate abode is the fire of Jahannam. جَزَاءً بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. As a recompense, as a punishment for their actions. So they will be punished. Therefore in this world, if they want you to turn a blind eye to their misdemeanors, then just ignore them. Let them get away with it outwardly. In other words, don't waste your time in trying to rectify them and punish them and hope that they come right. These people have gone past that point. So from here also we understand that at times when a person is in authority and he needs to now mete out punishment to someone somebody is not playing the game with him, they are not fulfilling their responsibilities, and that person has now gone beyond a point of correction. And it is clear that this person is now not going to listen, is not going to change his ways, then at times it is futile to continue trying and to punish the person and to try and get them straight. Sometimes a person, for his own peace of mind, has to just let the situation continue and leave the person alone. Of course, it doesn't mean that we give, that we lose hope and give up with regard to the hidayat and guidance of people, that we should never ever lose hope. But here Nabi alayhi salam was informed directly that these people were not going to get hidayat. They are going to leave this world on kufr. Therefore he turns away from them. And then finally, the third thing that is mentioned, يَحْلِفُونَ لَكُمْ لِتَرْضَوْ عَنْهُمْ, that they will take these oaths in front of you, and their purpose will be that you must become happy with them. You must bring them close. You must now favor them, shower some blessing upon them. So they will, despite their misdemeanors and despite their hypocrisy, they don't just want you to turn a blind eye to their misdemeanors, but further than that, they want to be in your close circle. So this Allah cautions Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, فَإِن تَرْضَوْ عَنْهُمْ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَرْضَى عَنِ الْقَوْمِ الْفَاسِقِينَ. Even if you have to become pleased with them and you have to bring them close, remember this won't benefit them, because Allah will never be pleased with a disbelieving group, with a sinful group. So these three things were informed to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam before returning to Madinah Munawwara. And then when he returned, then it played out exactly like this. This is exactly what had transpired. These hypocrites had come, they had made the excuses. And as we mentioned before, there were three sahaba radiallahu anhum who were genuine, true in their iman. They came and they asked for forgiveness from Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. They did not offer any excuse. And eventually the lengthy incident, after a number of days, finally their forgiveness was revealed. But these hypocrites, they made all the excuses under the sun. And because of this, without them realizing, their hypocrisy was then exposed and known to everyone. Allah protect and grant us tawfiq and understanding. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.